Hey there, beautiful souls. It's your girl Riley Hart here, back with another dose of feminine mystique, because let's be real, life's way too short to navigate it solo. And today, we're diving deep into something that's the cornerstone of any fulfilling relationship, not just romantic ones, but friendships, family, even those casual coffee shop chats, emotional intelligence. Ever feel like you're speaking different languages with someone? Or find yourself constantly misunderstanding their motives? Well, honey, emotional intelligence is your secret weapon to break down those communication barriers and build connections that truly nourish your soul. Think about it, how much easier would life be if we could all understand each other on a deeper level, right? Less drama, more empathy, and way more meaningful interactions. Now, I'm not saying becoming an emotional guru overnight is easy peasy, trust me, I still mess up sometimes. But understanding the basics of emotional intelligence can seriously level up your relationships. So, let's break it down into 5 golden nuggets you can start practicing right now. First up, self-awareness. This means getting to know yourself inside and out, your triggers, your strengths, your weaknesses, that whole shebang. It's like having an inner GPS that guides your actions and reactions. Ever notice how sometimes you react without thinking? That's where self-awareness comes in handy. By paying attention to your emotions, you can choose how you respond instead of just reacting impulsively. Think of it like this. When your phone battery is low, you charge it up before it dies, right? Self-awareness is like charging up your emotional batteries so you can handle anything life throws your way with grace and composure. Next up, self-regulation. This is all about mastering those pesky emotions that can sometimes feel like runaway trains. We've all been there, feeling overwhelmed by anger, sadness, or even joy, right? Self-regulation is the art of managing those emotions in a healthy way. It's not about suppressing them. It's about acknowledging them, understanding them, and then choosing how to express them constructively. Now, let's talk motivation. This one's all about staying focused on your goals and finding the drive to keep going even when things get tough. Think of it like this. Motivation is your inner cheerleader, pushing you towards success. It's about setting realistic expectations, celebrating small wins, and reminding yourself why you started in the first place. Empathy is the magic ingredient that helps us truly connect with others. This means stepping into someone else's shoes and trying to understand their perspective, even if it differs from your own. Think of it like being a detective, gathering clues about their feelings and motivations through their words, body language, and even tone of voice. Remember, empathy isn't just about feeling sorry for someone, it's about genuinely understanding their experience. And lastly, social skills. These are the tools we use to communicate effectively and build strong relationships. Think active listening, clear communication, assertiveness, conflict resolution, all those things that make interactions smoother and more fulfilling. Okay, so imagine this. You're at a dinner party with your friends, and someone starts complaining about their boss. Instead of just offering empty platitudes, you actively listen to their frustrations, validate their feelings, and even offer some helpful advice based on your own experiences. Boom! You've used emotional intelligence to build a stronger connection and turn a potentially awkward situation into a meaningful conversation. See? It's all about using these tools to navigate life with more grace, understanding, and authenticity. Remember, building healthy relationships takes time, effort, and a whole lot of self-awareness. But trust me, the rewards are totally worth it. It's like investing in your own happiness and well-being, because when we feel connected and supported, we can truly shine. So, what's one small thing you can do today to practice emotional intelligence? Maybe it's taking a few moments to check in with yourself about how you're feeling, or practicing active listening with a loved one. Remember, even small steps make a difference. Keep shining bright, my loves, and I'll catch you in the next episode. Don't forget to share this podcast with your friends who are ready to level up their relationships, because let's face it, we all deserve to feel connected and understood.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.